Blog Talk Radio.
Right, it is Wednesday, and Wednesday we always have what is called Business in the Making on this show. This is a segment where we take our time to talk about some serious issues. This segment is all about entrepreneurship in a serious but fun, interactive show. For those of you all who are in business, looking to start a business, or you want to get ahead in your business endeavors, we give you hot tips to help you get on your way of getting your product and or services on the top of mind of today's consumer. And this show is a fun but interactive process. We want you to sit back, relax, and definitely enjoy the show. We have such great, great things in store for you all today. And remember, this month we are talking about being proactive. So we are being financially proactive in our business, and today's topic is getting money for your business. So we want to thank you for joining us. It is time for you to take the phone in hand. If you have a question and or comment that you would like to talk to us about today before we get started on our topic of getting money for your business, the phone number is area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. If you'd like to join us live on the air, you have a comment and or question about how to get money for your business. That is what our topic is for today on Business in the Making, brought to you by Secure Your Life. We will be right back right after our disclaimer is played. So in a second, we're going to play our disclaimer, then we're going to get right into our topic of how to get money for your business.
Welcome to Secure Your Life. It is time for us to do a little housekeeping and give you our disclaimer. The views and opinions expressed on the show may not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the host, the sponsors, this station, and Paragon Productions. The content and or information that is referenced and referred to on this show is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. We encourage our listeners to seek direct consultation from qualified, licensed, and certified professionals.
All right. The views and opinions that are shared on this show
posed by discussion about money, personal finances, and business matters. Now, it is time for you to sit back and participate and enjoy the show. And once again, thank you for joining us for Secure Your Life.
Okay, we are back, and thank you for joining us for this episode of Business in the Making, brought to you by Secure Your Life. If you just joined us, we are talking about getting money for your business, and we're going to start off with the 16 ways to get money for your business. And we have some great, great tips, but if you'd like to join us in the chat room, the chat room is open right now as we speak, and we're going to be giving you some really hot tips. So those of you all who are in our chat room, give me a chance to get over there. You can actually start putting in your comments and or questions right now. You can join us live on the air. The phone number is area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. Today we are talking about how to get money for your business. And remember, all month of April, we are talking about being proactive, being financially proactive. And since this is Business in the Making, it is all about being financially proactive in your business. And I'm going to give you 16 ways to get money for your business. This is such a great opportunity right now for people to find out where they can get untapped resources for their business endeavors. So I'm going to give you all a chance to actually grab some paper and pen at hand so that you can get some of these 16 tips that I'm about to give. And I'm going to go ahead and read some of these. But before I do that, I'd like to make an announcement about another great program that is going on. It is time for you to learn how you can get paid for errors on your credit report. This is brought to you by the CreditWise Empowerment Program Education Series. They are going to unleash some information that your creditors do not want you to know about. So if you'd like to learn how you can get paid for all of the errors that are on your credit report, remember the third-party debt collectors have probably made some mistakes, or there are some things that are on your credit report that should not actually be there. We're going to teach you how you can get paid for errors that are on your credit report. If you would like this information, it is free for you to join the information sessions. So if you'd like to get more information about this free event, you can do so by sending an email to info or classes. You can go to classes, CLASSES, at secureyourlife.net. That is classes at secureyourlife.net, and that is spelled SECUREYOURLYFE.net. So that is classes at secureyourlife.net, and they will give you great information how you can get paid for errors on your credit report. So when you email them in the subject line, just put get paid for errors on credit report in the subject and send them a quick email at classes@secureyourlife.net. Now, back to what we were talking about on how to get money for your business. If you just joined us, you're listening to Business in the Making, brought to you by Secure Your Life, and we're going to give 16 tips. So I hope that you all have pen in hand as we go through our list of things that you can do to get money for your business. Number one, use money from your regular job, part-time job, one-time gig, or contract work. And you can use that money to actually get things flowing and get things started for your business. Generate cash from your business or reinvest. This is also known as bootstrapping. Pulling yourself up by the bootstraps is by generating extra funds outside of the money that you're getting for your job, and you can actually direct those funds towards your business. Number three, getting a personal loan from family members or friends. Now, here's the thing. We do talk about this. I personally don't encourage you to do that because 9 times out of 10, it's hard to find people that are that close to you that will believe in your dream, and you do not want what I would consider to be value vampires when it comes to your dream of your business. Number four, they said, is request a loan using prospectors. Now, a lot of times, depending on what you're doing, you can actually find people who are willing to invest in you. They also consider this to be angel investors. Now, I found these quick tips. Actually, a listener actually emailed us these quick tips. So if you would like more information, I can actually email this to you. Or if you have some other great tips that you'd like to share. These tips also come from the book called Zero to One Millionaires, How to Build a Company to $1 Million in Sales and How You Can Do It Too, is where a lot of these resources are coming from. I will repeat that again. The book in which a lot of these tips that I'm reading to you now is called How to Build a Company to $1 Million in Sales and How You Can Do It Too. You can find that at Amazon.com. You can also find that at Barnes and Noble or any local bookstore. Now, going to number five, set up a credit line with a corporation's credit card. With a combination of the two credit lines, you can probably generate a large amount of money for your business. Now, here again, like we said before and on our disclosure, we always encourage you to seek financial advice from a certified licensed professional. Getting with your banker is the best type of way that you can sit down and do this. If you have a corporate bank, account that your banker is like your best friend, you need to talk to your business banker to find out the best ways and the best means on how to directly get financing for your business, because even though you're a startup, believe it or not, they have resources that will be of great use to you. All right, keeping right along. Number six is using your personal credit card when you're just getting started. If someone who has founded a business or a chain, this is an example that one of our readers have given us. She started her tanning salon and she used her personal credit to try to start up her business. A lot of times you do have to do that when you cannot find anyone else to invest in you. You do probably have to use some of your own funds in which to generate some money until you can get some sales. But we always encourage you to do research first because it does take money to make money. All right, number seven, you can borrow from your bank, the credit union, or get a secured loan using your personal assets as collateral. Number eight, get a loan that is secured by a business asset or inventory, real estate or equipment. Number nine, you can find a co-signer for the loan if you do not have assets for yourself as collateral. Number 10 is to get a bank loan backed by guarantee by the Small Business Administration, the SBA. Now, that's another thing. You can actually go on their website, and they will actually give you tips on what you can do. And remember, this information that they give you is free. So these are experts that you can actually talk to who can actually help you and get you into the right direction is what you really, really need to actually do. Number 11, factor your accounts receivable. That is the sales, your unpaid invoices, and factor who will pay you as a part of your ownership and all of those things, because sometimes we actually are in business for ourselves even before we are incorporated. We've actually started with a hobby. or some sort, and if you've done that, you're already generating some sort of sales, then you need to tap into those resources, get paid for the money for the jobs that you've already done, and you can reinvest that money into your company to create new money. Number 12 is to structure a convertible debt deal. And that's kind of a little bit interesting that they put that as an option. Basically, what they're saying is you're creating your own guaranteed payback. So if you're, it's almost like a secured money that you put aside strictly for your business. And we always say on the show that you need to separate your funds, your business, from your personal, and that is tantamountly important that you do that and do that early on and that you do keep those things completely separate. But, of course, when you're starting up, you are using your personal money. But when you use your personal money for your business, you need to keep those receipts. I would advise you to open up a business bank account, and you can actually, before you purchase anything for your business, transfer those funds into the business bank account and use the business bank account to purchase the things for your business. That way you're definitely keeping things separate. You can, number 13, it says work with a venture bank, such as Square One Bank or Silicon Valley Bank. Those are just examples. We always tell you, like I said previously, to definitely call your business banker and ask them what's the best vehicle in which you can help yourself generate some money. Putting together a business plan, and we'll be talking about that in weeks to come, as the steps to actually putting a bank a business plan together that will help you be bank ready and get money for your business. We're going to be talking about that in depth in the coming weeks. Number 14 is to issue corporate bonds. A company must be structured in order to deal with these type of things. So in dealing with the state interest rate and the terms of the length, you can actually sell debt instruments to investors to raise money for your business. Number 15, finding angel investors, and we talked about that before as well. An angel investor or a network angel investor who will give you money in exchange for equity in your business, or common stock or preferred stock is what they're called. And number 16 is raising capital from venture capitalists. This process requires much dialogue and communicative terms and dealing with agreements prepared by the venture capitalist firm in order to do this. And basically, you really need to be really ready and have your business plan completely together before you even think about going into the venture capitalist sector of raising money for your business. Now, if you just joined us, you're listening to Business in the Making, brought to you by Secure Your Life. We're talking about how to get money for your business. We're going to keep things moving right along. If you just join us and you'd like to ask your questions and or comments, you can do so by going directly to our chat room. It is open. You can also call us live on the air at area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. Our next topic is talking about how to negotiate a line of credit. And then after that, we're going to talk about how to find money within your business already. Believe it or not, you might already have money that you have not tapped into that's right in your business right now. I'm going to open up the phone lines, and right now, before we move on to how to negotiate lines of credit for your business, please keep your comments really brief so that I can get on with our topic. Area code 773, last four digits are 2868. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for allowing me to come be, you know, a speaker on your show.
Oh, well, thank you for joining.
Yes, yes. I actually left a message for you on yesterday, and I was talking to you about a upcoming group that I was trying to promote. So I was trying to, you know, get on the show to let you know about that.
Okay, well, actually, this particular show is just about instruction. Our other business in the making show is about how to promote entrepreneurs. So if you hold the line before the end of the show, I'll get back to you and I'll give you a chance to talk briefly about your group. So just hold the line. I'm going to get into the instructional part of negotiating a credit line, okay?
All right.
Okay, well, if you just joined us, you are listening to Business in the Making, and we are talking about how to get money for your business. And our topic for this part of our show, we're talking about how to negotiate lines of credit. Found an interesting article that was actually brought to us by a listener last week. And this article actually came from Black Enterprise Magazine, and it was talked about how there are really great tips on how you can actually negotiate lines of credit for your business. And there are certain things that the creditors are definitely looking for if you're going to negotiate with the leaders, for, you know, with the bank, or with the credit union on getting lines of credit for your business. And I would like to talk about a little bit about that. There is some very in-depth things that go along with how to negotiate. So the first thing, like I had said before, the first thing that you're definitely going to want to do is to make sure that you have your business in order. You need to have your business plan ready. They need to know exactly what you're trying to do. And most importantly, before anything is, actually a lot of the banks are looking at your personal credit to make sure that you know that you're handling your own personal business. And they're looking at that as a reflection of what you will possibly do and your credit worthiness for your business. So believe it or not, it does go hand in hand. You're going to want to make sure that you are credit worthy personally, especially if you're just a startup and you know you're trying to use your personal credit in order to get your business going. And so that's one of the things you definitely want to do is get that in order. And once you get that in order, if you're already personally together as far as your credit is concerned, then the next thing you want to do is definitely sit down with your banker and talk about what do you need to do in order to establish a line of credit. And they may tell you, like we said previously, is to get a secured. You put up partial of the money of what you need and slowly pay that back on time. And then you can say, hey, listen, I'm putting this money up. Personally, I'm putting this money up in order to join, to get a line of credit for my business. And once you do that, this is what they consider to be a secured loan because you're using that as a piece of collateral for your business. So once you do that, and your banker will give you detailed information on what you need to do in order to be bank ready in order to do that. So like we always encourage you on the shows is to understand that those people at the bank that you have your business bank account with, those people are there to help you. And they will guide you step by step on what their requirements are, what exactly you need to do in order to be bank ready in order to get lines of credit for your business. And each individual business will be different. So there is no cookie cutter way. That is why we encourage you to definitely talk to a licensed professional in that field. A business banker is the best person that you can go to. You can also call the SBA because they do give loans for that. They can also guide you in the best way on how to directly and what you need to do to make your business ready, how you need to structure your business plan in order to attract the certain type of investors, what you exactly need to do in order to negotiate your lines of credit and making sure that the interest rates are within proper means in which you can pay back, because you don't just because it looks good doesn't necessarily mean that it's good for you. What may be great for one business may not necessarily be great for your business, and the ability to be able to have A1, a triple A credit for your business is tantamount, because this is something that you really, really need to talk to and deal with. Here's another tip that's great. You also want to make sure that you take the time to really look at the fine print. We always talk about that before, looking at the fine print of everything before you sign it, and make sure that you have a clear-cut understanding of what it is that you are getting yourself into and in negotiating your lines of credit with the bank. Also, you know, to be honest with you, you can also call American Express. They do very well with businesses and how to get credit through them, and they will give you the guidelines for that. Now, how to find money in your business. If you just joined us, you're listening to Business in the Making, brought to you by Secure Your Life, and we are going to be taking this portion of our show to talk about how to find money within your business. But before I do that, we need to make a quick announcement. If you would like to learn how you can get paid for errors on your credit report, that's right, you heard me 100% correctly. If you like to find out how you can get paid for the mistakes that the third-party debt collectors have put on your credit report, then you need to listen up closely. The CreditWise Empowerment Program Education Series is doing just that, going to teach you how you can get paid for errors on your credit report, and they're going to unleash information that your creditors do not want you to know. So if you like more information about this, then you need to email them at classes, that's CLASSES, at SecureYourLife.net. So that is classes at secureyourlife.net, and we spell that SecureYour, and life is always spelled with a Y on this show. That is LYFE.net. So if you would like information on how you can get paid for errors on your credit report, you want to go to an email, classes at secureyourlife.net. In the subject portion of the email, you just say get paid for errors on report, and they will give you this great information. Now, how to find money for your business. Now, here's the thing. Believe it or not, there are some solutions right there at your fingertips. Solutions to your cash flow problems may be exactly right by your fingertips. Fear and concern keeps us from piecing together the answers that are significant and that can make a significant difference in our lives. So this is what we're going to do real quick. I'm going to give you some really quick tips, and then next week we're going to go into some deep details on what you really need to do to find out where the money is directly in your business. If you already established and you already have cash flow, there may be more money in your business than you ever could ever realize. And remember, this month of April, we're talking about being financially proactive. And since this is Business in the Making, we're going to be financially proactive in our business and how we can find money. Review your accounts receivable. Who owes you money? You need to look at that. Do you have any outstanding invoices that you have not collected on? The longer you allow invoices to remain unpaid, then the less likely you are to get those invoices paid. So you need to be proactively working on getting paid for all of the work that you've already done. Review your terms of sale. Are the terms that are for your sale, do they apply? Have you talked to your clients about paying up front, or do they pay a portion in advance, and then have you allowed 30 to 60 and maybe 90 days to pay the balance? Are you charging exactly what you're worth, and are you evaluating those expenses? So we're going to go into depth conversation next week about that. So until next week, I would like to have everybody and thank you for joining us for Business in the Making, brought to you by Secure Your Life. And next week we're going to talk more in depth about how to get more money for your business. And we're going to start out with those tips that I just ended next week. So please tune in next week for Business in the Making. And we're going to talk about how to find money within your business currently. And until next week, goodbye and have a great Wednesday.